UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
UAB Medicine has partnered with SeamlessMD, a patient engagement and care management platform, in an effort to boost telemedicine capabilities. Here to tell us about that is Dr. Daniel Chu. He's an assistant professor in the Division of Gastrointestinal Surgery at UAB Medicine. Dr. Chu, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about the rationale, about the ERAS programs, and specifically at UAB, how they got started and what did the health system see as far as improvements in things like length of stay and pain scores for colorectal surgery patients?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Enhanced recovery programs is a multimodal pathway that it was designed to recover patients better and faster after major surgery. And you're right, it really started in colorectal surgery because these patients had the longest length of stays, had the most complications, just because you're dealing with the colon and small bowel and with lots of stool. What was seen with enhanced recovery programs is major reductions in length of stay, as you have described, and also some other improvements, such as the use of non-opioid medication. And enhanced recovery programs across the world, not just at our institutions, has really been shown to consistently improve this recovery and improve all of these metrics that patients love and hospital systems love. And kind of like where we're at now at UAB is that we have had enhanced recovery for about 4 years now in colorectal and multiple other surgical specialties. And we really looked at this as version 1.0. This is really our first go at this. And we've had great results, major reductions in length of stay, reductions in cost, all things that we love to see. But we actually think that we can do better than this, that we can even improve upon this version 1 to version 2.0. And so that's where patient-centered technology like Seamless come into play. Because one of the things that we've known with enhanced recovery is that there's about 15 to 20 different individual processes that happen within this recovery. And if you are adherent or you follow each of these, the more that you follow, the better the recovery. So out of 20, if you follow 20 of the instructions and procedures, you do really well. And we found that these technologies, like patient-centered technology like Seamless, helps patients better understand the process and what it means to recover and can therefore help improve the adherence to each of these kind of processes. So that's where we're really hoping where this patient-centered technology can go. Essentially, it further improves the patient's experience after major surgery. And then because of that, it will improve compliance with enhanced recovery processes. And then overall, even further improvements in outcome and experiences and satisfaction for patients.
It's so interesting. And when you're speaking about adherence and compliance and how that really does work if they adhere to those things that ERAS dictates after surgery, tell us a little bit, Dr. Chu, what is Seamless MD and how are you partnered with them?
Yeah, so the way I describe Seamless is that it falls under the umbrella of patient-centered technology. So this is a mobile technology that goes on your phone. It goes on the internet. You have your own login. And it is almost like a sort of like a MapMyRun, those exercise programs that are out there that you can follow. And it does the same thing for your recovery after surgery. So to be specific, patients, when they're enrolled in Seamless, and we approach all of our patients for this possibility, they would install it, have the login name from the day that we meet them in the clinic, and essentially follows the patients all the way through the entire journey of surgery until the very end, and even until 30 days after their discharge from the hospital. And it basically helps educate patients even before the operation day, educates them, teaches them about what to expect, instructions on what to do, such as taking your bowel prep and how to do it. And it gets them to the operation. And even on the day after the operation, or the night of the operation, the program will ask patients how they're doing. It can help remind patients on whether they've walked, what their pain control is like, how much opioids that they might be taking. And it provides this real-time feedback. Patients really feel like they're engaged with the whole recovery process and with all the providers that are involved. And we partnered with them about a year ago with Seamless and colorectal surgery in particular, partly because we thought we could take this to the next level. And this platform is incredibly sophisticated. It's very beautifully designed for patients. And It's a Toronto-based program invented in Toronto by an MD, Dr. Joshua Liu. And they've had great results in Canada and some of the other institutions. And we're really the first in the Deep South here to have this program. And we've expanded this now with a grant that was funded through the UAB Health Systems to help expand Seamless, not only colorectal, but also to other specialties, including cardiac surgery, thoracic surgery, and gynecology, oncology. And these are all major service lines that I think could benefit from having this technology to help empower patients and get them more engaged in surgery, which is, you know, honestly very confusing to many people.
Well, it certainly is. So is Seamless user-friendly, Dr. Chu? And also, what about staff time? Does this help to save some of the staff time? Can you see what they're recording when they're recording it in real time? Tell us a little bit about how that works with patient interface.
Absolutely. So it's extremely user-friendly. And that's part of the reason why we partnered with them is that we really liked how it looked just from the very get-go. A lot of our work in health literacy really plays a role here, too, because we know patients have a whole spectrum of literacy in their ability and capacity to understand information. And surgery is very, very confusing. And the way we've presented the information to patients before hasn't been really well. Seamless helps us do it better. It is constantly engaged with patients. There's an incredible education library that is there that's very much picture-based, very visual, instead of being text-heavy, that patients can help understand, you know, how to take a bowel prep, how to change an ostomy. So that's there. And so that takes some of the load off of the nurses that we have in terms of education. One of the things that Seamless does too is it's so real time that it literally, we can log in and see all of our patients, almost like on a radar screen, who have Seamless installed. And we can see what patients are saying in terms of how they feel, what their pain responses are like, if there are any issues. And there can literally be a red alert that's set for patients that are having issues, you know, who are responding to questions saying, I have an issue. And that, for now, prompts basically a note to one of our nurses who can actually then get that red alert and then call the patient and follow up and help take care of the issue at hand. This actually happened last week where we had a patient respond to a Seamless question, not doing well. And my nurse wasn't able to almost immediately respond within 10 minutes. The patient was so surprised, but it really got that patient out of trouble. And that's really where we see Seamless as playing a role here.
So as far as what you've seen already, Dr. Chu, and, you know, obviously this is, as you say, very user-friendly, but have you seen things like preventing readmissions or ER visits after surgery, or even about preventing surgery cancellations? You know, what are some of the patient-reported outcomes?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And that's an active part of the current project that we're doing with this expansion and continued partnership with Seamless. We've seen with from a patient satisfaction standpoint with the use of this program and with the use of the surgical services here at UAB, over 90%+ satisfaction. When patients get this program on their phone or have their login on the computer, they're incredibly engaged. Everyone uses it. And not just the patients, but their family members too, in cases where patients themselves might have some difficulty using this technology. So some of those patient-reported outcomes to satisfaction is very good. From a cancellation standpoint, I actually haven't looked at that data quite yet, but that's a great area to look at. I will say that all of our Seamless patients have had surgery. So anyone who's had Seamless has had an operation. So I guess you could say that's 100% there. But some of the other technologies and outcomes that we're looking at are things such as opioid use. Opioid crisis is huge in the United States. Surgeons are responsible for a lot of this. With Seamless, we're actually able to chart the number of opioids that patients are using. So patients can even tell us through this application how many pills they're using. So we actually have a map now that we can see across. We've had over 200 patients right now through colorectal and Seamless. We can kind of track globally what the common opioid utilization behaviors are, and that can help us tailor our own opioid prescriptions that we give patients after colorectal surgery. So this platform is really powerful, and it gives us this link to patients, and patients really feel empowered because they can actually tell us things directly that we get immediately.
That's really cool, and technology is amazing. Dr. Chu, as you wrap it up for us, tell us where you see telemedicine, and in all across all service lines, and not just in colorectal surgery, where you see telemedicine and companies like Seamless MD, and how they all fit together to make this cohesive, multidisciplinary, comprehensive care for patients so that it does reduce some of the complications we were discussing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I think the future of medicine is going to hinge on technology, and telemedicine is, as you described really nicely, the umbrella term that will be used. Seamless is a part of that. And how we envision this in the future here at UAB, Seamless is a takes care of the whole perioperative journey. It sort of is a foundation. It starts when the patient is in a clinic, and it falls into the operating day and then post-op. So it is a nice net and engages patients throughout their whole journey. And what we can do with the other technology that's out here, and UAB is really at the forefront with Dr. Eric Wallace and a lot of this technology, there are other technologies and applications that can build upon this. For example, besides Seamless, UAB also has other programs that actually are more video-based. So if a red alert goes off on Seamless, for example, that can prompt the nurse's attention, and then the nurses can then use some of these other technologies that create almost a virtual room. They can basically send a link through text messaging to the patient that they can click on that opens up within a program a HIPAA-compliant and secure video communication channel where you can actually video with the providers or with a nurse and show each other, say, my wound looks like this, or my ostomy looks like this. What can we do? And they could be, because so many of our patients at UAB live far away, like 5 hours, 6 hours away. And this is way more convenient. And what you're talking about right now, telemedicine, is something I think that is, we're really just literally trialing right now. In fact, some of us have just gotten privileges within this world. And we're going to be test trialing this in the next couple of months in terms of having remote visits so that patients don't physically come here. We can actually see them in their home or at a facility that's closer to them. So I think, you know, telemedicine, such as that incorporates technology like Seamless as kind of a platform, and then building upon it with these other add-on pieces is where it's going to be going in terms of a coordinated care program for our surgical patients, especially taking account for all the distances that people have to travel.
Well, it certainly does. Fascinating, Dr. Chu, an absolutely fascinating topic. And thank you so much for joining us today and explaining where you see the future of telemedicine going and how UAB Medicine is using Seamless MD to really connect with their patients and increase compliance and help with ERAS. So thank you again so much. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in today.